Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, snow today with the chance of flurries before 3 p.m., high near 13 degrees, wind chill values as low as 11 below zero, with a south wind gusting as high as 20 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 80%, total daytime snow accumulation of less than half of an inch is possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 6 below, wind chill values as low as 16 below zero. Northwest wind 6 to 11 miles an hour, becoming light and variable. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 23. Wind chill values as low as 18 below, with wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 23. And in the news for today, statewide COVID-19 cases are down. Deaths are down. Hospitalizations are way down for the week. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services report on Thursday was filled with positive news as recovery from the Omicron surge that reached Wisconsin around Christmas continues to fall. The seven-day average of new cases fell below 5,000 per day for the first time since December 28th. The DHS says the state saw an average of 4,679 COVID cases per day over the past week. The rolling average was 5,162 yesterday. That, according to a report from WBAY Television Green Bay Online News. COVID-19 could become endemic by the end of the year, Wisconsin's top medical officer said on Thursday. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard, however, still warned that case counts could periodically spike, but the disease likely will reach a stage in 2022 where case numbers remain fairly constant. And in other state news, community members discussed a proposal to relocate Enbridge's Line 5 petroleum pipeline around the Bad River Reservation at a public hearing this past Wednesday evening. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held the virtual public hearing February 2nd to receive public comments from the community about the relocation project. Prior to the hearing, the DNR had released a draft environmental impact statement regarding the proposal to expand and relocate Enbridge's Line 5 in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. That from a report available to us from the Badger Herald. According to Enbridge, the purpose of the project was to continue transporting crude oil and natural gas liquids through the pipeline after part of it was relocated around the Bad River Reservation. The Bad River Reservation is the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas tribal land located in northwestern Wisconsin. Some community members called for the DNR to deny permits for the project to continue, saying the draft EIS was insufficient. The tribe had filed a federal lawsuit against Enbridge in 2019, calling for the company to shut down its pipeline. Sunrise Movement climate organizer Anders Hanahan said Line 5 is still within the Bad River watershed and future leaks would harm the reservation and infringe on the Bad River tribe's rights to hunt, fish, and farm. According to 350.org, Enbridge had a total of 1,276 liquid spills between 1996 and 2014, resulting in about 9.4 million gallons of total spillage. Enbridge Line 3, which has now been active since 2021, has already had 7 reportable spills. All 7 spills were on Enbridge property with a total release volume of 943 barrels. As mentioned, some information for this report was from the Ashland-based Badger Herald. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.